Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5, and a bumpy start to our Monday traffic-wise out there. Started off with that accident in the Wallace Tunnel westbound. Had things slowed down, but now looks like a trailer with lumber on it has overturned on I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. As many as five cars involved in this. At least that's the report we're getting from the text line now.
Yeah, and looking at Mobile AL traffic on Twitter, looks like now it's a two-mile backup westbound from exit 35 right around there back to exit 38. And even the eastbound sign getting slowed down right now, that's a mile backup right there at that same accident, both westbound and eastbound slowed. And another update from at Mobile AL traffic, not on that side of the bay, but over here, signal outages on Airport Boulevard just east of I-65 in front of the mall. So some signal outages at Airport Boulevard right in front of Bel Air. And also all those accidents we've had, or those two big accidents that have slowed things down through the tunnel and on the east side of the tunnel.
I wonder if something's going on with that, because I was coming back down 45, to University. I was taking University from 45 back, heading towards University of South Alabama, coming down that way, and was there where Moffett Road and University intersect, but there's a lane that comes off there. You don't, it's not a regular intersection, it's a raised overpass there. And MPD was set up there directing traffic yesterday afternoon. Now we got those on Airport Boulevard, but once again, the big story right now is I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. Roy in Spanish Fort says, appears I-10 eastbound after Daphne exit is one lane down. So that's eastbound, like you said, already slowed down their response vehicles on the eastbound side. So obviously response vehicles using the easier traffic route to get to that accident. Once again, we'll give you an update on this throughout the morning. 7:07, check in with Kelly for headlines after Dr. Bill and our forecast.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid 70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Fine Mom, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team. Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
7:09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. A segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin County. Commercial, residential, got junk, you need it gone. They're your crew. Now, if you've got junk inside the house you really don't want to access, maybe it's up the tricky ladder attic stair thing with the springs on it and the very light, soft wood in the stairs.
You can't trust that.
Can't trust it. Get them to do it. Maybe it's something outside. Maybe it's a swing set. I mean, they've moved swing sets, above ground pools, storage buildings. They've also done very quick turnaround if you got to get a house ready to sell, or if you're in real estate, you got to get something ready to rent. They can do that as well. If you got a storage unit and you don't know the insides of the storage unit any better than I do, and you've been paying dutifully year after year, get rid of the junk. You don't need it. And save that money every month. Start the process with a phone call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and check in with Trey and the crew. They'll give you an appointment time and a day. Like, not a spectrum, not a window. Specific time, specific day. They'll be there and get the work done very, very efficiently. All right, check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, coming up, we'll get you more traffic updates, but a couple stories unfolding. The biggest one this morning, as it goes, is I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. Had a lumber truck overturn, maybe as many as five vehicles involved in that. All lanes now reportedly blocked. We're getting this from Coastal Traffic. All lanes reportedly blocked at this time. Okay, and so that would be all lanes westbound. But what about, I think it was down to one lane. Roy from Spanish Ford on the text line said one lane eastbound.
That's the latest report we got. And long backup on both sides right now, and it's stacking up the further we go along into the morning. 2 miles, according to Atmobile AL traffic, a two-mile backup westbound all the way back to exit 38, and a one-mile backup eastbound. So both sides being slowed down tremendously this morning. Also, if you're in Mobile, signals are apparently out. Airport Boulevard just east of I-65 in front of the Bel Air Mall, signals out. And I saw a report from the text line that University and Moffitt.
That's where I was yesterday.
Lights
yeah, so
still blinking right after.
Hey, Supermom, you're better off than me. They weren't even, there weren't no power to the lights yesterday. It was all dark there, so at least they're blinking now. Huh?
I had the same issue Friday afternoon, and this was Friday, but Cottage Hill and Hillcrest lights completely went out. And then it was up to everyone in the 5 p.m. traffic to figure out how to get across that intersection.
But we will say this. People will often go, "You need to tell your listeners." I said, you know, our listeners know this stuff, but maybe they can pass it on to family and friends. Four-way stop, y'all.
Yes.
Lights are out. Picture, if you have to, picture stop signs just went boop, 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 and popped up all over. Four-way stop. Roy with more updates here, too. Life Flight has landed in the westbound lanes there between Malbus and Daphne. One ambulance now leaving in the eastbound lanes. And this is helicopter comes in, Life Flight comes in, Life Flight has left, so has an ambulance. And this is all going on this morning right there in between Malbus and Daphne, westbound I-10. Obviously, if you are heading to the west and use that route, you need to take an alternate measure as of right now. 712 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator John McCain has passed away at the age of 81. Details of his funeral and memorial services have been released by his family. On Wednesday, Senator McCain's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol. Following the ceremony, the public will be able to pay their respects to Senator McCain in the Arizona State Capitol Rotunda. Thursday, a memorial service at the North Phoenix Baptist Church will celebrate McCain's life and legacy. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver the eulogy. A motorcade will take the senator to the Phoenix airport. His body will then be flown to Joint Base Andrews in Washington, D.C., and taken to a funeral home. Friday, August the 31st, McCain's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where the senator's family, colleagues, staff, and the public will honor his life and service. Then on Saturday, there will be a motorcade from the Capitol to the National Cathedral. The senator's wife, Cindy McCain, will lay a wreath at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Former President George W. Bush will give a eulogy at the National Cathedral, and President Obama has also been invited to deliver a eulogy as well. Sunday, September the 2nd, a private memorial service will take place at the U.S. Naval Academy Chapel in Maryland. Senator McCain will be laid to rest next to his Naval Academy classmate and friend, Admiral Chuck Larson, at the Naval Academy Cemetery. News from Mobile County as a Coden man killed in a single vehicle crash on Bellengrath Road Saturday. Alabama State Troopers responded to that vehicle, and that's where they found 55-year-old Douglas Ladnier II traveling north when his truck went off the roadway, hit several trees, and landed in a ditch. He was not wearing his seatbelt. He was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
715 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kelly, for the update. And yeah, only 31 Americans have lain in state at the the Capitol over the years of our republic. Pretty interesting there. And we'll talk more about this coming up. And the big question out on Twitter this morning is the flag at half-staff or not at the White House? It was at half-staff on Saturday. Some people reporting that it is not at half-staff this morning. But if you dig into some of the rules around that, there may be a reason why it is not at half-staff at the White House this morning. We'll get into that. Plus, Senator John McCain, the late Senator John McCain, in his own words as he was talking, this is from the audio recording, his book, Restless Wave. Audio recording. This is pretty interesting because he knows when he's recording this. He knows when he writes the book and records it that he may not be alive when we would hear this. And recording in his final book, McCain acknowledged the progression of his disease.
I don't know how much longer I'll be here. Maybe I'll have another 5 years. Maybe with the advances on oncology, they'll find new treatments for my cancer that will extend my life. Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this. I'm prepared for either contingency, or at least I'm getting prepared. I have some things I'd like to take care of first, some work that needs finishing, and some people I need to see. And I want to talk to my fellow Americans a little more, if I may. Then I'd like to go back to our valley and see the creek run after the rain and hear the cottonwoods whisper in the wind. I want to smell the rose-scented breeze and feel the sun on my shoulders. I want to watch the hawks hunt from the sycamore, and then take my leave, bound for a place near my old friend Chuck Larson in the cemetery on the Severn, back where it began.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A home invasion in the middle of the day where a 15-year-old was home alone led to her mother being shot in the leg. This happened Sunday on Lakeview Drive in Mobile. The teen was home alone when two people tried to get in. The teen called her mom, who ran back home and met the suspects at the back door when she was shot.
What are either of them going to be feeling like the next time they have to be in the house by themselves? I mean, your house is supposed to be your sanctuary.
So far, police have not released a description of the suspects. The woman was taken to the hospital. Her injuries not life-threatening. The 15-year-old was not hurt. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal shooting that may have been self-defense. It happened Saturday morning on Sweet Memory Lane in Milton. Deputies say the incident involved two men. So far, the shooter has not been charged. Mississippi and Louisiana lead the nation in West Nile cases. State health departments continue to warn people to take extra precautions against mosquitoes. There have been 133 human West Nile cases this year nationwide. Louisiana reported 25, Mississippi 21, Alabama 7, and Florida has one case reported. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
718 FM Talk 106.5. Latest update on traffic coming your way in just a couple minutes. Time now with game week here and football beginning at FM Talk 106.5. So do the updates from the Plains and Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Sons and Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, happy Monday. It's now officially game week for Auburn football. Gus Malzahn and the Tigers are off today, but things are in high gear as ninth-ranked Auburn preps for number 6 Washington in just 5 days. Huskies head coach Chris Peterson held his customary Sunday press conference yesterday. Lots of respect for Auburn from the UW head man, including praise for the fan base.
It's good football down there, and that's what it is. You just watch these guys play good football. You know, I think football is very important, you know, in the South and part of the culture. It's awesome. You know, I mean, from the players growing up to the fans, I mean, that's what they do. And I always think it's neat to be around places that are so passionate about something like that. And that's what I think, you know, might be a little bit different.
Washington has averaged 9 wins a year in Peterson's first 4 in Seattle, including an average of 11 the last 2 seasons. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance that fits your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn soccer is off to a 4-0 start to the year thanks to another pair of wins over the weekend. Karen Hoppe's squad knocked off Louisiana 4-1 yesterday, scoring the final four goals of the contest, three in the second half. Auburn heads to California for its next two matches this weekend. More on those as the week goes on. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, westbound I-10 is closed at the exit 35. That's going to be between the Daphne and Malbus exits. They've got an accident involving a log truck and several vehicles. Also, we've got an accident inside the tunnel. Right lane's blocked off westbound I-10, and you've got the lights acting up at Airport in Bel Air. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years with new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. And thanks to so many on the text line that have been keeping us up to date with what's going on there. Roy commenting, ambulance is now returning to the scene down the westbound side. So we had Life Flight, and I've retweeted that picture from Kane there, the picture of Life Flight sitting in on the road. And Life Flight has been there, and an ambulance at least twice now has made a run. It may be the same ambulance or different ambulances, one going eastbound, one going westbound. Now, what we're getting from our friends here and our traffic department from Kane, it says, according to state troopers, I-10 will be closed at least till 5 p.m.
Wow.
That's what we're getting right now. I wonder if it won't change. But right now they're saying till 5 this afternoon. Obviously, this morning, if you use the section of I-10 from Balbus to Daphne, westbound, no go.
Mm-hmm.
No go. Alternate route.
Right. And even eastbound slowed down it was down to one lane the last.
Because they're running the ambulances.
Right. The last we checked, and it's backed up already. But Kane's saying two tractor trailers involved, and it looks to be a very bad wreck with the Life Flight helicopter showing up and the ambulances making what seems like multiple trips, or at least several ambulances have been out there to the scene.
All right. We'll give you keep you up to date on this. When we come back, let's check headlines now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A vehicle safety checkpoint in Baldwin County nearly turned deadly after a police officer was deliberately hit and shots were fired. Two suspects have been arrested, but only after a high-speed chase. According to the Silver Hill Police, an officer was approaching a vehicle when the passenger inside that vehicle started to lean into the driver's seat area. As the officer approached, the driver hit the accelerator and sped toward the officer. A vehicle then hit that officer and then went toward another officer and state trooper. Those authorities right there, they fired their weapons as the officers jumped out of the way of the speeding vehicle. Quick pursuit ended when the vehicle crashed into a utility pole in the Barnwell community. James Middleton Jr., the driver, he's been arrested and charged with second-degree assault and two counts of attempted murder. The passenger in the vehicle, Shimon Morris, took off running but was captured a short time later. He did sustain minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital. As for the police officer that was hit by the vehicle, that police officer was treated and released at a local hospital. Silver Hill Police say that the Baldwin County Major Crimes Unit is right now conducting an investigation into the matter. News out of Florida this morning, as the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office have identified a victim of a recent deadly shooting. 32-year-old Jeffrey Troy Pernica of Milton has been identified as the victim. He succumbed to his injuries from multiple gunshot wounds on Saturday. The other person involved is reported to be a family member. That person was taken to a local hospital with severe injuries. Deputies say that they determined that there was a domestic altercation between two adult family members. That altercation was physical and escalated to the point where a weapon was used. Right now, that investigation is ongoing as to what led to the events, those deadly events, this weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
726 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, and a heck of a morning it's been so far traffic wise. Of course, the update here, it's been going on for about 35-40 minutes or so. I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. This one also called in. This is westbound. This westbound on the causeway, three vehicles in an accident there near the traffic light at Adsco, heading westbound to the tunnel there. Like if you're going to the Bankhead Tunnel, that segment there, I think one vehicle with the trailer, two others, three car accident there. This is westbound at the light there at Adsco.
So at least three wrecks this morning that have completely slowed down traffic either on I-10 or there on the causeway. The first one this morning in the tunnel, had it down to one lane going westbound. And then after that, this major wreck westbound between Malbus and Daphne that has at least backed up westbound 2 miles, and it'll be closed today until 5 p.m. That's according to Kane with the traffic department. Eastbound has been knocked down to one lane, and they're using that other lane for travel for the ambulances trying to get to the scene of that accident. It was backed up over a mile about 20 minutes ago. So it's a slow roll this morning wherever you might be headed.
Yeah, so take that into account. Once again, it's not a maybe, it's a no. If you use I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne for your morning commute, it is a no. It is a no-go. We're looking at video now from Al.cams. We have tractor trailers on their side, vehicles on their side, complete stoppage, I-10 westbound. So if you are, you know, going to take an alternate route, I would, not knowing what the traffic looks like on, I guess you could get on, I still don't know if you could even get on at at Daphne, could you? Daphne Spanish Fork, maybe. Maybe we're waiting for details on that. You could come through, of course, on 31 and come down and get on the causeway that way, heading westbound. It's probably your best bet this morning. We'll keep you up to date. And, you know, we started off with, like you said, we started off with a westbound Wallace Tunnel. And then we go to I-10 westbound, Malbus Daphne. Now the causeway westbound at Adsco. Three car accident there as well. Heck of a Monday morning. Wow. We'll give you an update on traffic coming up in just a couple minutes, and then right after that, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, take a look at the tropics, and look forward to this week to the Labor Day weekend. All coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman from Mobile is now charged with murder in connection with a deadly weekend shooting. Police say 28-year-old Mary Robinson was shooting at her ex-boyfriend Saturday when she missed and killed his friend, John Law. According to family members, Robinson and her former boyfriend got into an argument before the single shot was fired. No one else was hurt. A $500 reward is being offered after someone disturbed a sea turtle nest. Share the Beat says a nest near the Crystal Shores condos in Gulf Shores was disturbed. The organization said 99 baby turtles had just hatched. Messing with a sea turtle nest is a federal crime. If you have information about what happened, you're asked to call U.S. Fish and Wildlife, 844-397-8477. Mississippi's special legislative session will continue this week. Now lawmakers will figure out how to spend BP oil spill money, another agenda item bringing a lottery to the state. Both the House and Senate have approved their own bills. Now the two legislative bodies will need to compromise on a final bill to be presented to the governor. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Once-in-a-lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12-month 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever, and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The Kremlin says it needs time to assess the impact of new U.S. sanctions that come into effect today before considering the possible response, adding that President Vladimir Putin would, quote, act in line with Russia's national interest. Former Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer describes Arizona and the world as weeping in sorrow this morning over the death of Senator John McCain. She says the frosty silence from the White House on the senator's passing does not reflect her view, as she considers McCain an American hero.
He knew that you had to sometimes compromise to get something moving, and he was willing to do that. That's what most politicians should do.
President Trump welcomes Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta to the White House today. Kenyatta hopes to persuade Trump to support U.S. investment and trade with Kenya. A federal judge in Washington State will rule today on whether plans for 3D printed guns can be made available online. Stock futures continue their climb on Wall Street this morning ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Printer and computer maker HP fell 2% Friday after its fiscal third quarter results topped Wall Street estimates, but earnings guidance disappointed. Shares of software company Autodesk rose 15% after posting Q2 adjusted earnings of 19 cents a share, beating estimates by 3 cents. Panasonic, antibiotics developer Orogenix Pharmaceuticals, metallurgical and thermal coal supplier Contour Energy, and cabinet maker American Woodmark report quarterly earnings today. California State Tourism Agency is teaming up with Oregon and Washington State on a West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition to reassure tourists it's safe to visit. The Golden State lost as much as $20 million in tourism revenue in July due to visitors' fear of wildfires. Record highs for stocks Friday after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said he had no intention of pushing for sharper interest hikes as long as economic growth remains strong. The S&P 500 set a record closing high Friday, up 17 on the day. Futures trending higher.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Alabama Highway Patrol telling us it could be up towards 5 o'clock tonight before they'll have westbound I-10 back open. That's going to be between Daphne and Malbus exit. Two 18-wheelers involved in at least five vehicles in an accident as Lifelight's been on the ground. Other accidents still at Airport and Hillcrest, Halls Mill and McVeigh, and we're still having issues with the lights at Airport near Bel Air. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. Find your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your Anthem Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
I do want to add this in before we check in with Dr. Bill. Dale from the text line says access to I-10 westbound at 98 is clear. So if you want to, so the accident, not the whole way there, while it is blocked from Malbus to essentially Daphne, accident in between those two exits westbound, you can still get on I-10. If you're on 98, you can get on I-10 westbound. There you will be, of course, west of that accident that Kane just said could be as late as 5 o'clock, according to state troopers, to get that section of I-10 cleared up. All right, 7:35, let's check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
And this weekend was back to normal. Felt like August.
Well, that's right, and this is what's in store for the rest of the month, and we start off in September the same way, with these warm temperatures, plenty of humidity, and of course afternoon thunderstorms. Today I expect a few thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. It should be around 90-91 degrees today, and right now the normal high is 90 degrees. Now tonight, a few isolated thunderstorms could occur during the early evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another round of afternoon thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow getting up around 91 to possibly 92 degrees. The rest of the week, Wednesday, good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And then Thursday, back up into the low 90s with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Now looking way ahead to Friday and the weekend, mostly sunny skies and afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, how about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Same story, particularly over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. It's quiet, just a few scattered clouds. The thunderstorm activity right now is out over the Atlantic, the tropical Atlantic. But so far, we have not seen any kind of development. There was a large tropical wave late last week. We thought it might have the potential of reaching the Caribbean, but it dissipated. And right now, as I mentioned, there's quite a bit of thunderstorm activity out closer to the African continent. And things should be changing here. We should start to see more activity now because we're getting very close to September.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update on your daily weather and, of course, a look at tropical weather all hurricane season long. Checking the radar right now, a thunderstorm like a rogue cell moving in right around Perdido Pass, moving to the north-northwest through just coastal western Baldwin County. 75 now, and we'll check in with Kelly next.
As a leader in business, the decisions you make affect every aspect of the company you guide. That's why you need a financial partner who will create every opportunity for growth, expansion, and acquisition. BBVA Compass understands your financial priorities, addressing your cash flow needs, anticipating future challenges, and we deliver local personal service backed by our global brand. Commercial banking from BBVA Compass, creating opportunities. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/commercial. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
Owning a new Buick or GMC is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at McConnell Buick GMC. 1, visit us or go online at McConnellAutomotive.com to shop our inventory. 2, save time and money with our easy shopping experience. 3, drive away in your new Buick or GMC. Right now, you can find 2018 Buick Encores with 18% in real savings. Get a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 for 14% off. That's over $7,000 in savings. Save 10% off 2018 GMC Acadias. That's over $4,000 of savings. And leasing is just as simple when you drive away in a 2018 GMC Terrain for $170 a month. For over 60 years, McConnell Buick GMC has been saving their customers time and money with their easy shopping experience. And now with the McConnell Price Promise, there's no way you can find a better deal anywhere in Mobile on any new Buick or GMC.
Terrain leases for the SLE package. Deal available for current leases of non-GM vehicles. 10% down plus first payment due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. All vehicles are featured with tax, tag, title, and dealer fees not included. With approved credit, see McConnell Buick GMC for details.
738 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. What a heck of a traffic morning it's been. The story has been all around I-10 and the causeway. That latest story, causeway at ADSCO westbound, 3-car accident there. Of course, the big story, I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. That is shut down as of this morning. But thank you, like we said, to Dale from the text line who said you can get on from 98 on I-10 westbound.
And it all began this morning with an accident in the Wallace Tunnel westbound on I-10. That accident has finally cleared. In the last 10 minutes, that news has come out that that accident in the Wallace Tunnel cleared. But still, it's going to be closed until 5 p.m. right near the Malbus exit if you're heading westbound.
All right. One of the things we'll talk about in the 8 o'clock hour seems to be subject around the death of John McCain, where the flags are. Right now, flag at half-staff at the Capitol and at full-staff at the White House. A number of reporters and commentators noted the flags had in the past remained lowered to honor lawmakers and major public figures until their funeral. Story is that the White House had lowered the flag on Saturday, all right, to half-staff, but as of this morning is back up to full-staff. The White House has not responded for comment. We'll give you more on this and a chance to get the latest in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. And if I have time, Dalton, it has reached a new level of ridiculousness. Headline here, an emotional support animal on a recent United flight had its own emotional support.
Oh, no.
Get to that coming up. 7:40, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tragic news report out of Huntsville as a 2-year-old child has died after being left in a hot vehicle. AL.com is reporting this happened last Thursday after the child was left in a vehicle for what police say was, quote, a lengthy time during the day. A parent was later driving the vehicle and realized the child was inside. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined, but an investigation is ongoing. Police say that there were no signs of injury on the child and the death was initially ruled accidental. An autopsy was scheduled for last Friday. A Prattsville man was sentenced to federal prison on Thursday after pleading guilty to firearms violations and shooting and killing a pregnant cow. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Montgomery reports that 30-year-old Brian Esco received a 57-month prison sentence for illegally possessing a firearm and shooting the cow and, quote, senselessly using a firearm to shoot and kill a pregnant cow. This happened back on November of 2017. Esco had recently been released from state prison after pleading guilty in 2007 to a first-degree robbery in Montgomery County. Court records say he was driving his vehicle along country roads near Hope Hull, Alabama, and as he drove, unprovoked, pointed his 9mm gun at a cow grazing in a field. He then fired the weapon, killed the cow, which was pregnant with a calf. He drove away, but the cow's owner saw the vehicle, reported the shooting to the police. The next day, a sheriff's deputy saw Esco driving the car. That same gun used in the shooting was inside the vehicle. Now, as a convicted felon, he could not lawfully possess that firearm. At the sentencing hearing last week, he received a, quote, enhancement for possessing the firearm and the felony offense of killing the cow. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
743 FM Talk 106.5. Get your traffic update coming in just a couple minutes with Kane. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And as always, talking inventory and new inventory on the lot at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Morning, John. Yeah, we got a lot of fresh inventory. We've had some requests for the full-size third seats. We got two of them in over the weekend. We got 2011 Suburban and a 2007 Denali XL.
You can haul some kids with that for sure.
You can haul a bunch of people with it.
I love it. All right. Let's also talk about how financing's looking here going into fall.
The financing is tremendous. We, like I said, we've got a whole host of lenders. You know, we got credit unions, finance companies, banks, and we, you know, we got credit unions across the country, so we can reach out.
Well, the nice thing is here is if you, yeah, if you find, you don't have to go find that deal and then bring it to you. You've got the better chance. You got a better selection of lenders than we can find on our own.
Absolutely, we can do it. Like I said, right here on site, usually we can have an answer in 30 minutes or less.
All right, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 745. Coming up, we'll check in with Dalton for sports. And a reminder, too, that we have less than a week left for you to get in our College Pick'em Challenge.
Yeah, we reached the 100-person threshold there. So nice. We've got 100 people, 100 entries so far, and want to get that number up before Saturday. You'll have to enter before 11 a.m. on Saturday, and we'll pick the games every week. And who knows, at the very end of the college football season, the winner might end up with a nice trophy or something along those lines, and a bunch of trash talk in the midst.
Yes, exactly. We're putting the prizes together, but the trash talk is its own prize, mm-hmm. as it is. And also, reminder, speaking of sports tonight, debut for you and Sports Night, along with Corey LeBounty.
Yeah, we're getting it started tonight, 7 p.m., the first ever edition of FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. And fortunately for us, it comes at a time where there's a lot to talk about. So we'll preview the coming week in college football, especially that Auburn game against Washington, Alabama playing Louisville, and South Alabama opening their season against Louisiana Tech with new head coach Steve Campbell. So I'm looking forward to it. Should be a great, great time tonight on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
I'll be tuned in 7 o'clock tonight. Coming right back, Sports with Dalton.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A home invasion in the middle of the day where a 15-year-old was home alone led to her mother being shot in the leg. This happened Sunday on Lakeview Drive in Mobile. The teen was home alone when two people tried to get in. The teen called her mom, who ran back home and met the suspects at the back door when she was shot.
What are either of them going to be feeling like the next time they have to be in the house by themselves? I mean, your house is supposed to be your sanctuary.
So far, police have not released a description of the suspects. The woman was taken to the hospital. Her injuries not life-threatening. The 15-year-old was not hurt. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal shooting that may have been self-defense. It happened Saturday morning on Sweet Memory Lane in Milton. Deputies say the incident involved two men. So far, the shooter has not been charged. Mississippi and Louisiana lead the nation in West Nile cases. State health departments continue to warn people to take extra precautions against mosquitoes. There have been 133 human West Nile cases this year nationwide. Louisiana reported 25, Mississippi 21, Alabama 7, and Florida has one case reported. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, this weekend was the first weekend of high school and NCAA football games, even though both the AHSAA and NCAA call it week zero.
That bothers me. I'm having trouble getting used to that.
It bothers me, too, because the games do count just as much as any other game during the regular season. And in local high school games on Friday, UMS Wright won the Battle of Old Shell Road, shutting out St. Paul's 10-0. Viger beat Blount 19-6 in the Battle of Pritchard. Daphne got a season-opening win against Theodore 16-13 with lots of field goals kicked in that one. McGill Tulin ran away with the lead in the second half to defeat Spanish Fort 48-13. Baldwin County got the win over Murphy 23-7. Alma Bryant shut out Williamson 7-0. Bayside won a 3A matchup against St. James 26-6. Faith Academy beat Boca Chica, Mississippi 55-6. Cottage Hill Academy beat Millery 27-12. Davidson fell to Meridian, Mississippi 21-13. And Mary G. Montgomery shut out Robertsdale 14-0. And the college games began on Saturday with several games, although none were exactly appointment television. UMass beat Duquesne 63-15. Rice beat Prairie View A&M 31-28. North Carolina A&T beat Jacksonville State 20-17. 17.5-point underdog Hawaii earned the first big upset of the season, beating Colorado State 43-34. And Wyoming beat New Mexico State 29-7. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0 yesterday. A seventh-inning solo home run from Bay Bears catcher Mitch Gelfi was the only run scored the entire night. Tonight, Mobile and Pensacola play Game 4 of the 5-game series. First pitch is set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out Miami on Sunday 4-0 to split the 4-game series against the Marlins 2 games apiece. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
I mean, that goes from a decent road trip to a really good one.
The Philadelphia Phillies hit 4 home runs Sunday to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-3 and avoid the 3-game sweep in the process. The Braves still lead the National League East by 3 games over Philly with just over a month until the playoffs. Oakland got a win over Minnesota 6-2. Houston beat the LA Angels 3-1. The Astros still lead the AL West by 1.5 games over the A's. St. Louis crushed Colorado 12-3 and Arizona beat Seattle 5-2. The Diamondbacks now lead the NL West by 1 game over the Rockies. The Little League World Series ended Sunday with Hawaii beating South Korea 3-0 for their first Little League title in a decade. Mana Lau Kong homered on the first pitch that Hawaii faced, and Kaolu Holt pitched a complete game shutout for the win. It was the first shutout in the championship game since 2002. And on the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau won the Northern Trust by 4 strokes at 18 under par. DeChambeau has now won 3 tournaments in his PGA Tour career, all within the past 13 months. Tony Finau finished second at 14 under. Tiger Woods shot a 1 under 70 on Sunday to finish tied for 40th at 4 under par. Now the second stage of the FedEx Cup playoffs heads to Boston this week, where the top 100 players in the standings will compete. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, inside the George Wallace Tunnel, westbound I-10 has been cleared up, but we've still got the accident involving 2 18-wheelers, at least 5 cars. Westbound I-10 is closed between Daphne and Malbus, maybe until 5 p.m. tonight. Delays continue on 31 at Spanish Ford, 90 and 98 through Daphne. Try to avoid that mess. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Just to double, triple, quadruple down on what Kane was saying in the traffic department. So, I-10 westbound, the big story this morning traffic-wise, even though there have been several stories around I-10 and the causeway, but the big one is I-10 between Malbus and Daphne, I-10 westbound, even though eastbound way affected as well, but the accident actually on westbound I-10 involving a truck with lumber, looks like actually maybe 2 tractor trailers mm-hmm. we're seeing here involved in this accident, and it looks like at least the latest we're getting from Alabama State Troopers is that it could be as late as 5 o'clock.
That's
get this open?
That's what Kane from our traffic department was saying. And to get specific here, Aldott saying that the wreck is at, if there were a marker there, mile 39 and a half. So directly between, you know, mile marker 39 and 40 is where that wreck on West I-10 westbound occurred. And as of about an hour ago, it was already a two-mile backup. You will need to find an alternate route. We did have a texter say that that, was it the 98 exit should...
So Dale says, you can still, so if you're, like, say you're coming up 98 or down 98, and you want to get on I-10 westbound, Dale says on the text line, that is still open. So it shut down before that, but you can still get on at Daphne.
And this all began this morning with a wreck westbound in the Wallace Tunnel, and that was cleaned up in the last 30 minutes or so. That was cleared, so you can get through the Wallace Tunnel westbound if you are able to make it past that big wreck. But that'll be closed until 5 p.m., awful way to start a Monday morning.
I haven't heard of any more updates there on that Causeway accident. It was Causeway at ADSCO. Maybe they have that cleared up. That was a three-car accident there. All right, we check in with Kelly for headlines, and then animal stories. We got some animal stories. And by the way, too, speaking of the cow shooting story from earlier, I've linked through what provoked cows that would be provoking look like. These were some of our cows over the weekend. I was working on the tractor trying to get a fuel filter, and the cows wouldn't leave me alone. You can check out that link. I put it up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065.
They were provoking you.
They were provoked very close to that was provoking. All right, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. The suspect in a deadly hit and run accident in Pensacola from last June. That accident claiming the lives of two people, including a child. That suspect has been extradited back to Florida following his capture in Pennsylvania. 25-year-old Marquise Wallace was booked into the Escambia County Jail. He was charged with negligent homicide and vehicular manslaughter. Police say that early June, he was speeding, traveling more than 100 miles per hour when he ran a red light and hit and killed an 8-month-old baby and a 28-year-old woman. Authorities report that he also ran down another woman. In court, his bond was set for $5 million. And a local woman who gained national exposure and attention on a show on TLC has died. 50-year-old Lisa Fleming of Mobile died last Thursday. She appeared on the hit reality show My 600-Pound Life. She was bedridden and weighed more than 700 pounds when she got involved in the show. She was able to lose 200 pounds on the show, which airs on TLC, which enabled her to stand on her own for the very first time in years. The Hit Network has offered its condolences to her family. Her daughter, Danielle, posted a tribute to her mother on Facebook. Fleming is the show's second person to die this month. Back on August 2nd, James L.B. Bonner was found dead in a South Carolina ditch with a gunshot wound. He was only 30. Lisa Fleming from Mobile, just 50 years old. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Sad news there. Let's get some levity here. Raise things up in an airplane. So we've had the stories over time about emotional support animals getting on planes. You had that story from last year where a woman had to flush her emotional support hamster.
Yeah, that's right. I think his name was Bubbles or something like that. And she obviously didn't care much for him because she just flushed him right on down
when
the toilet.
They told her she couldn't bring him. Well, right. United is worried about bad press, like so many airlines around this. So the other day, they let two animals fly with a person because one was the emotional support animal for the person and the other the emotional support animal for the emotional support animal. Okay. So details are sketchy at this point. I know that the animals were a dog and a monkey.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know which one was supporting the other and which one was supporting the person. United did let the whole group of them fly. Now, right now, I think the monkey was supporting the person. Maybe the dog was supporting the monkey. But if you've got a good argument the other way.
I go with what you just said.
All right, y'all let me know. So who you think? Who was supporting whom? I'll be right back.